Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started. You've joined us for episode 43 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking not about decluttering, organising anything in particular, but we have a very, very special guest in the studio.
We have the famous Cal Ravel.
Ooh, whoop, he's pretty hot.
Well, you're allowed to say that.
Thanks.
It's very inappropriate if I say that.
I've never been introduced like that way at all.
Ever? What,
that you're hot Ever. Or that you're Cal Ravel?
Just moving on, thanks. Anyway, it's good to be here anyway, Kirst.
So, if case you haven't realised, it's Amy's husband. And we are talking to him because we have had a listener request from James Garth.
James, you might either be making my marriage really good today, or at the end of this episode, I may be sleeping on the couch.
Amy's really scared that Cal and I are going to bag her out the
I'm
whole episode.
I'm like legit
episode.
Scared.
I know. And I think that that actually shows your trust issues with Cal and I. Because I feel like you don't trust Cal and I to love you well and to represent you well.
It's going to be good, darling. It's good.
All right. All right. I'm going to take a big deep breath. I should have brought my Diet Coke in here with me, but I don't. So I will be here, but predominantly Kirst is going to be asking Cal some questions about what it's like to live with a PO.
Yes.
If we could have flown Simon down from Sydney, we would have, but we've got the lovely Callum today.
Yes. Simon will join us for another episode where you can grill him.
Yes, please.
And I can be packing my Dax.
Go for it. I'm ready.
So, Cal, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm married to Amy.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't that. Know that. Wow, so lovely.
Oh, no. Yeah. 16 years, peeps. 16 years.
This, how many weeks is it from now? I should know that. It's March 23rd anyway. So I'm married to Amy for 16 years. Two wonderful boys. They're boys. Like, so they're full on stereotypically boys. Messy, but I think we're talking about professional organising. I think they get it when it comes to decluttering. And that's a big monumental milestone.
They've been trained well.
They've been trained very well. Well, more so Amy.
No, don't give all the props to Amy today. We're not here to bag her out, but we want to honour you and what you do in your relationship and your family as well.
She initiates it. And I jump on board and I learn the lessons and I'm now joining with her on the decluttering.
Yeah, so are you a fan?
I'm a big fan.
I know you're a fan of Amy, but are you a fan of decluttering and minimalism?
I have grown into it. I was not like that at all. And then I've started to understand that it is real important and really, really helpful. I mean, just to release the stress and make family life a whole lot better. So it's something I've had to, I guess, work at and train myself.
So Kirst. You're me, Cal.
Yes.
You're me.
Well, you used to be like that.
Yes. Cow. Oh, I knew I
Correct.
Loved you.
I was about to say it's like you two and then me and Simon.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's opposites attract. It's opposites attract.
No, it's not weird, Cal.
I was also going to say, Kirst, Cal actually works for me on occasion. So sometimes I have jobs that require more than what I can do, more muscle than I have, and so I have the joy of bringing along my lovely husband, which means he gets to see what a session with a client looks like and how that decluttering process actually changes lives, not just the stories I come home with.
And how was that last week, Cal?
I was very impressed. I kind of had an idea anyway that Amy was great at what she does. But
clearly.
I think what Amy's, I guess, what works for her is that she has a really good balance of being directive but being very personable at the same time. And so that's what I saw with Ames the other week. She always has a few laughs with her clients and a few tears here and there, but also gets the job done. So, I mean, I know that she's been like that for a while and she's passionate at what she does and she's really good at what she does. But to see it firsthand, I think was just, confirmation to me that she's doing an awesome job.
That is my ultimate dream, actually. That was really beautiful, Cal. Amy's getting a bit teary right now.
Thanks, babe.
But that is my ultimate dream, would be to free Simon to work with me when and if he chooses. Like, I would love him to not work because he's worked so hard for our family, and it would be really lovely if he didn't have to, if he could pursue his dreams. But I would love to work with him too. I think we would kill each other in some ways, but he brings so much to this table.
It's a complimentary
of organizing, and I think that he would really, he'd be awesome to work with the husbands of my
he'd
clients.
He'd be brilliant because there's not that many men professional organizers out there.
No, and so.
And Simon's just perfect for it.
He is even more perfect than me.
As long as you don't mind taking orders from your wife.
No, and that's where I think that Simon and I would be different because he would actually, like, I think we would divide and conquer.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, I just boss Cal around.
I'm
that's
not
for sure
if Simon would be up for that. I think he's up for not doing his job. He loves his job, but he'd be up for
retiring
early.
Taking on a different role in the family.
Yeah, he would
love
that.
Idea.
I would love that. Anyway, back to you guys. This is the Revel show, not the Kirstie show. So, I'm going to ask you some questions, Cal. Mm. And we're not here to, as we said, we're not here to bag out Amy. We're here to uncover more truth and love and joy about Amy. So, I'm going to ask you some questions. Are you up for that?
I think I will be. That's why I'm here.
So, what was Amy like when you first got married?
When we got married, she was organized. Like, not much different. I mean, when we had kids and we settled down, then it went to a whole new level, the organizing Amy. But she's always been organized, and which has been a real helpful thing in our house, because if I did any of the organizing, I would mess it up completely. So, you know, even organizing a honeymoon, organizing, family trips, basically. She just does the itinerary and it works. And if it was me, I would probably, I don't know, just book a hotel room that's just run down and no running water and totally mess the whole thing up. So Amy is good. Not that I try to shirk my responsibility.
No, that's not what
we're
hearing.
But she is really, really good at organising.
Do you ever get to surprise her and do things like, or do you go, no, this is Amy's gifting, it's not my gifting?
I try to. I think a couple of times I did do that, and then Amy, you did step in. I can't recall what this was.
Took over, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, and in a nice way. But that's fine as well, because I was a bit apprehensive anyway doing it, because I thought, well, maybe I'll miss stuff that Amy's just going to pick up on.
Yeah.
And so I want to do it for her, but at the same time I know I'm just going to not do as good job as Amy.
High standards.
And what was your family of origin like? Like, were they organized? How were you brought up?
We were not a organized family. We had the third drawer. You know, the junk drawer that everyone throws everything in. And so obviously I grew up in that environment, and, you know, if Ames is super organized, I was the exact opposite. I was super disorganized. I moved out of home when I was 19, so I had to stand on my own two feet and you pay rent and the bills and all that life stuff. But when it came to my own living space, I was just a mess, you know. It's like they're walking in the door and throwing your things on the ground or finding a space where, well, not even finding a space where to put it. But just, yeah, hiding it behind the kettle or do something. And so that was basically my life. And then Amy and I met, and then I had to kind of shift and change a few of my habits.
Yeah, how has that rub gone? I was speaking about this to somebody else the other day about how the rub of marriage.
No, it is good. Well, when you build a marriage on love, it's about the other person, right? It's not about you.
Yes.
So there's got to be a bit of give and take when it comes to that kind of thing. And I know why, I don't know why I would need to fight Ames on it when she's so good. I thought, well, why, I can cross over to her side and I'll be better off. And so, I think it took a while because me as a male, not being taught how to look after the home and look after, you know, just plan your life and have all these systems and processes in place. I thought I didn't need to, and then Amy would just come along and just do it. But then I just realized, you know what, I can grab hold of this. I can jump on board with this. I can own it as well. And so I know a lot of guys don't generally do that. Usually the women are the homemakers, and that's all good. And they can take initiative, because you take initiative, Ames, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's fine, because again, like I said, I wouldn't want to take initiative, and Amy probably wouldn't want me to take initiative, but I can still own it. And so I've had to learn and train myself. And so I think a lot of guys can do that. There's hope for that.
You sound like, the more I talk to you, Cal, in this context, the more I realise that we are twins.
Oh, wow.
Twinsies!
Twinsies!
This is the best news I've heard all day.
Oh, you're so sweet. Now, you guys got into minimalism like a couple of years ago, several years ago.
Yeah, about 5-6 years ago.
How has that changed your life? Do you like minimalism, Cal, or would you have more trinkets and more stuff if Amy wasn't in your house anymore for whatever reason?
I left you, babe. What would the house be like?
Definitely not cluttered. We just can't breathe. Like, there's that place, you know, you've walked into people's places and there's so many ornaments and photos on the wall and things in the way. It's just, I can't breathe. It's like going to IKEA. Like, so this is the thing I had to say to some people, you know, that Amy's an IKEA kind of fanatic, right?
Yeah, we know. Don't we,
And I
listeners?
Support Amy and I love the organisation. IKEA's great. It's just that me, when I walk in there, I get a little bit claustrophobic. And the reason why I do that is because there's so much stuff.
Mm.
So the minimalist thing, I mean, I wouldn't like to walk into a bare house with absolutely nothing, you know, one or two things on the wall. I prefer to have a little few pieces here and there, but I just don't like clutter.
So minimalism is a huge spectrum. Like, there is that bare nothing, you know, one fork, one spoon, one plate.
Yeah, we're not there. And we're not aiming to be there, are we?
Oh, no, definitely not.
No, and we're not there either. We just like a decluttered space.
Yeah, you don't need 40 forks.
Yeah, and are more intentional about what we bring into our home. Are you guys Cal, do you feel like you're intentional about what comes into your home?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we're not, I was going to say materialistic in the sense that we don't buy a lot of stuff. I mean, we try to be considerate about what we do buy. Yeah, so we don't just buy, you know, we're not impulse buyers.
No, never.
And so we're always considering.
I don't think I've ever impulse bought anything.
I don't think you have.
Ever.
No.
Those other earrings.
Which what?
You were.
Oh, that day that I went and got earrings and it was like free to have the fourth pair.
Yes.
And then I went and picked a pair of earrings.
Yes.
So yes, actually, that's true. I
only remember that because it was so unusual for you.
And the funny thing is they were actually free because it was like buy three, get the fourth free. And I only wanted three. So I went and got a fourth. You're totally right. But it was, I didn't need it.
No. And that's why they do buy one, get one free, because then you have more stuff in your home that you don't need.
Don't need it.
There you go.
Sometimes.
Occasionally that's how it works. But no,
we don't buy.
We're not very consumerist, I would say.
So what's it like to live with Amy? Not Amy. What's it like to live with somebody who declutters as her full-time
job?
For
a living. I was thinking about that today and I love it, to be honest. I really do. I think I took it for granted in the early days. I really did. And you know, when Amy's trying to get against systems going and don't do this, don't put that there, we've got a different way of thinking, I would see it a little bit as nagging and being told off, like, what am I doing wrong? But then I understand the philosophy behind it, and it doesn't have to be that way. And so I thought, yeah, this is, I think, like I said, I'm on a good wicket when it comes to Amy. And because you've probably heard heaps of stories, or obviously, you know, clients that you girls work with, is that, you know, so many people have houses that are cluttered and it's not unusual. And so to come to our house, and I think you've mentioned it before, we're not like a display home that we live in, but at least it's organised and everything has its place. So to live in that space where the kids have been taught about how to organise the home and me also being taught and how that has helped our family, I think that's an awesome thing.
Thanks. And what do you think the benefits are? What have been the benefits for you as a partner? And then what are the benefits for your family? Because we've talked about the benefits and we talk about the benefits all the time.
But sometimes it's nice to hear it from the partner's perspective.
Yes.
Particularly, you know, a lot of our listenership is women, not all of it, but a high portion. And we get questions regularly from people, whether we're running workshops or in their homes or on our podcast, is how do I help my partner get organized? And the first thing we always say is you can't do it for them and you can't tell them what to do. You have to have a conversation. And as Cal said, it has to be done in love or otherwise you're causing unnecessary friction in your home.
Yeah. And we often talk about how we have to set the example. Like if you're the one who wants to be decluttered, stop blaming other people for bringing stuff into your home and look around and see stuff that is actually yours.
That's right. Take the ownership.
And do the hard work that it is to declutter your own stuff. And then I'm presuming this is what you're probably going to say. I'm probably taking the words out of your mouth, Cal. But then you get to... Then they get to see the joy that and freedom that comes from having less, and they might, like Cal and I, want to jump on board. But I have go, Cal. No. You say you, I should have just shut up and let you say it.
No, I agree with all that you say. And look, to come to a home, and obviously with a decluttered home, you're going to have less stress. You're going to have, you know, the family dynamics are going to be different. And so to even come home to that, now obviously I work from home now, but in the early days I came home. And you can even notice a change in the atmosphere. I think with me, what's actually helped me is I'm not here just to support Amy. No. I'm not doing the things around the house just to make her happy.
No.
Early days it was like that, and that didn't really get me very far. So I had to work out, or I had to learn that I need to take ownership, and I had to see that this is an important thing. I guess a thought that came to my mind was it's kind of like one time I said to Amy, and only once this happened, was that I said, well, you go out and I'll babysit the kids. And Amy said, excuse me, they're your kids.
You all don't right? get to babysit your
you
own
don't
kids,
babysit
mums
your
and dads.
Own kids. Okay, you parent. That's what you do. And I was like, okay. I only said that once and I'll never say that again. But it's the same sort of thing, is that you're not here just to help out your partner. You're here, you take ownership because you live in the house, you're part of the family, you can contribute.
Brilliant. I can just hear all the wives and partners around Australia and the world fist pumping with that, going, yes! Hey, Amy, you know how we ran the awesome Art of Decluttering course last year? Do you want to do it again this year?
Hey, I was thinking the same thing. We had such an incredible group last year, though. Do you think we could ever match that level of awesomeness?
I'm not sure, but I'm totally willing to give it a go. But hey, back up a bit. Let's tell people about what the course is about again.
Well, you know how we help people each and every week in our podcast to declutter a space in their home? Well, our course is a bit different. You don't just get our best tips and tricks for decluttering. We also share with you the secrets of creating a home that is not only decluttered, but stays organised for life.
Our course is for people who want to experience freedom and joy in their homes. It's perfect for you if you want to have a home that is welcoming as well as organised, and where you are free to focus on living your abundant life.
To find out more and register for our upcoming free webinars, visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. We can't wait to have you in our course community this year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are there things that annoy you about having such an organised, beautiful wife?
Annoy you? When you ask that question, you can't really answer yes, surely.
Yes,
surely.
You can. We had,
it's an honest space here.
Yes, you're in a safe space. And we had said before we started recording that we wanted Cal to be open and honest.
Yeah, I'm happy for him to be open and honest. This is not marriage counselling.
No.
This is sharing about what it's like to live with a professional organiser and coming at it from the partner in a relationship that's not the naturally organised one. That's what we want you guys to hear.
Okay.
You're right? You ready?
It really isn't that much. What was the question again? Tell me again. Let's go back again. Let's start.
Is there anything that annoys you?
Annoys me. I think with anything, you're going to get annoyed if your whole focus is on yourself. Now, hang on. So if I come home and I just want to be a complete sloth, which we're entitled to have some down days. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But we need to also have the responsibility to say, hey, we've agreed to put things in place. This is the way we do it. So if I just say, you know what, forget about that. I'm going to look after me. Couldn't be bothered and let things go. That's going to be detrimental. So what's annoying about this whole process is the fact that it impedes on my selfishness.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Totally.
Oh my gosh,
totally
Cal, that is the best way to say it. Like, listeners, I feel like that was such a gold moment just then. That was
Mic
gold.
Drop. Boom.
Boom. That, friends and family. Oh my gosh, I'm actually flabbergasted at how... Oh, that was the best sentence.
You can't even finish your sentence.
What's annoying about living with an organized person is it impedes on my selfishness.
Love it.
That's exactly why all of us put off decluttering. Mm. All of us, because we want to be selfish with our time.
Yeah.
And we don't, oh, babe.
It's an inconvenience.
Oh.
And so when you get past that mentality of this being inconvenient, then you can actually conquer, if you want to use that word. I was even thinking the other day, it's one thing that's helped me is the two-minute rule. All right,
so love the two-minute rule.
If you can do it in less than 2 minutes, do it now. And that is helpful. And that is something you need to train. I mean, I'm sure it can become a habit, but you still have to be aware of the context. And I was even thinking, because I play guitar, you know, I play guitar, and on my desk I've got the my guitar tuner.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other side of the room, I've got my guitar in its case. And I thought, well, I need to put that tuner back in its case. Couldn't be bothered. Now, I had to stop and think about that. That would take a good, I don't know, 20, 25 seconds to actually do that. I put it off twice.
Yeah.
And when I did it, I thought, oh, that felt so good just doing that. Opening the case, put it in the compartment, done. Now, there's a lot of those things, like, you know, the two-minute rule.
Yeah.
Heaps of things around the house that are kind of like the two-minute rule. You know, most of them can be knocked off under
it's
2 minutes.
Procrastination.
Yeah.
I think that that is the biggest thing that I have overcome in my growing to be more and more like Simon and more of a loving partner to him is getting over myself and getting over my own laziness and my own procrastination. Like, and going, oh, I just won't do that yet. But it's not just am I being detrimental to my own laziness and my own habits. Mm. I'm also not showing love to the people who live in my house because they have to occupy this space as well.
Yeah.
Mic
That's
dropping
brilliant.
All over the place
I know,
today.
You are mic dropping everywhere. Like,
well,
that's
because, like, Cal and I are the same person in two
Yeah, you're
bodies.
Vibrating at the same level.
Yeah, we are. At the lazy, procrastinating, step up to the plate, now no longer lazy, as lazy, and no longer
But connecting
as
on that heart level. It's
yeah.
good.
Let me get something for you.
Oh, I need my tinkle
ready,
bells.
Ready?
Oh, no.
I know, poor Cal.
No, that's like a dodgy, dodgy sound effect.
Okay, or this is
that's
Cal
mittens.
And I.
Oh. Ready, ready? Ah, zen.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
Except we would not be a good partnership.
No, no, I'll stay married to him, yeah, but you're more than welcome to continue this podcast with him.
So what's been the benefits for your children of you two being on the same page in this regard?
Oh, look, I mean, you know what, little kids, how old are your kids?
8 and 6.
8 and 6, okay. So you understand that, things can get a little bit messy with kids. And I've been listening to the podcast, you don't let your kids have screen time in the morning.
Yes.
That's good. That's going to help. That will help.
Can you see what Cal's preference would be for our children in the morning?
To have no screen time
ever? We've actually moved their screen time from when they first get up to once everything's done in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's working better, isn't it?
We'll let Cal talk, though. You and I need to.
But it's certainly, again, the whole stress-free environment, it certainly helps the kids develop when they grow up and getting them ready for school. And again, I can't take credit for this. Now, we are a team, but Amy did initiate. Just trying to work into the kids' lives how important it is to be organized and get yourself ready. So I was very surprised, to be honest, early days that the kids were very functional when it comes to get themselves ready for school. I mean, they make their lunches now and they do the piano without being asked, and guitar and dishwasher, and it's just amazing. They're not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. They're still boys and sometimes they get a little bit
they're
lazy.
They're still children.
They're still children.
Girls can be just as lazy.
Yeah. So I'm not under any illusion that they're perfect, but they do know how to and organize themselves, which is not, instead of being told what to do all the time.
Yes.
Because you don't want parents nagging you.
I know. I had my brother-in-law put on Facebook the other day that he wants to record himself saying, take your lunchbox out of your bag, put your bag away, put the dishes in the dishwasher. And he wants to play that to his kids when his kids become parents and saying the same thing. And I went, yes, like that is like, we do want our children to be responsible and respectful of their house or their school yeah. or their work or wherever they end up in life. Like, I think that is like a great gift that we're giving to our children.
Because it's a transferable gift. It's a gift that they'll take into high school, into their first ever job, to uni, to relationships, to families that they integrate with, because learning to be organized sets you up for a successful life.
I'm staying at my parents, flew down last night and went up. My sister and brother-in-law live behind them, and so I went up to say good morning to them this morning. And their 12-year-old son had already gone to school, and he's started high school this year. And he said, he's 13, sorry, Solly. And I said to my sister, how's he going at high school? And she goes, really good. I never see him. I don't do, like, I...
Response.
Because he's so responsible. He gets himself ready and, like, they've got really good family dynamics in being responsible for things, and they've all got chores and stuff. So it was, but it was just really awesome because I was like, oh, that might be me one day.
We're not far off, Kirst.
I know. You're not far off at
all. Mine have started walking the school together this year on their own, and it's the sweetest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, until Jesse runs off and his brother the last 20 metres before he hits the door. Yeah.
There's like a sprint up our hill, and so there's like 20, maybe 20, 30 metres between the end of the street and our house, and it's just straight uphill. And so Jesse is like super enthusiastic and just runs up. And Lige takes it nice and easy and arrives 2 minutes later, but not red and huffing and puffing and sweaty.
And they're still walked all the way home
Correct.
Together.
Yeah, that was all good.
So they're growing up. They're growing up.
They're growing up and they're taking some of those skills with them into keeping their rooms tidy and learning those skills that hopefully, fingers crossed, lasts into teenagedom.
See, I think a lot of parents may think, well, hang on, it's not possible when the kids are little. They won't be able, they haven't got the capacity to learn these things, but they clearly do, and you want to get onto it early because you don't want to leave it too late, because sometimes it's pretty hard to train these things when they're teenagers. It's not impossible, it can be done, but it's a lot harder.
Yeah, and I think that what you said before about taking ownership, that's something that we can talk to teenagers about, like, and that's what parents can talk to teenagers about actually. You know, you're actually being quite selfish when you don't do what I've asked you to do, when you don't do your chores in a timely manner, that actually it doesn't just impact you, it impacts the rest of the family, that the bins weren't put out and the garbage truck came and Correct. We've got a whole another week or two before these bins get emptied.
And there are natural consequences to that procrastination.
Yes. And how that, yeah, exactly. And so I'm like, I think that that's really a great way to frame it around actually taking ownership and not being selfish. And yeah, thanks, Cal, for your mic drop.
Oh, pleasure.
Let me think about some more questions. What was your reaction when Amy came up with the brilliant idea of becoming a professional organizer?
First reaction was, I'm not surprised, because she was so good at it and it was her love of hers. And I was pumped about it. And
you are so supportive.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, Amy first started with some friends, just thought, well, maybe can I help you with your house, and started small like that. And then she thought, yeah, I am. I'm pretty good at this. And her friends also thought that as well. So it just progressed from there. But look, if someone's got this talent, or whether you want to call it a gift or a skill, you don't want to try and stifle that. And so I just try and release Amy to just do what she does best.
Oh, what a good
You're
husband.
A good
you
hubby.
Have.
Am I putting it on too strong? It's not deliberate.
No, you're not putting it on too strong.
Just being real. Like, no, because I thought it's an exciting thing, a wonderful thing. I was just laughing with a few guys earlier today that I get some business for Amy because I just talk to people about Amy's profession, what she does. And their first response is, oh, my gosh, oh, she should come to my house. And I know a friend of mine who they would value this. And I said, well, here we go. And then I get the details and Amy follows it through. And so, look, it's certainly something that a lot of people value. Again, obviously a lot of women. You say this to a lot of men. Some will get it. Some will just look at you plainly thinking, what are you talking about? But that's why I guess the men need to be educated with this and understand how important it is.
So, Cal, this has been so awesome. I love talking to you. I really could talk to you all day. You're very passionate about Amy. It's really beautiful.
He's so the most encouraging, supportive, loving, bragging, delightful man.
Aww. So I'm wondering how many of our listeners want to clone Cal right now. Okay, I've got one last question for you, Cal, before we let you out of this warm, warm studio today. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with our male listeners or female listeners?
I guess with the female listeners, to not get the partners on board, that can be very, very tricky, and I kind of feel for you with regards to that. I think the first thing I would probably say is go easy on us as males, you know, in the sense that we're not mean people, we just don't understand it. And once we understand it, and I was thinking about this today, it's kind of like when someone goes to Disneyland and they come back and they tell everyone about all the excitement that they had and the experience, and they expect the other person to get just as excited, but they weren't there. So I kind of see it in that respect. So the men have got to understand what it's about and how important it is, and to choose words carefully, because you don't want the male to think that they're being nagged in the whole thing. So you got to, you know, tread that very, very gently. And to also just, I want to encourage you that you're doing a fantastic job. You're doing an awesome job. Because you don't do this to get a pat on the back. Like you want someone to join you on the journey and to make it more more rewarding, but you don't do it for any other reason because it's the right thing to do. You meet someone's needs. Like Amy and I have always had the philosophy of if someone's in need, you help them. We don't help someone because they're going to say thank you and make us feel good about ourselves. I mean, it is rewarding, but that's not the reason we do it. So I was thinking in the home, you do it because it's making a change and it's making a difference. So even though you may not feel like you have the support, just keep doing what you're doing an awesome job, and then hopefully he'll catch up as you sit down and talk and have that conversation and ask how he feels about the whole thing, so he doesn't feel like he is being nagged, which he's not being nagged. He just may see it that way.
Yeah.
So to have that conversation and get his view on it, and then just take him on that journey with you. So that's probably what I would say.
And if you do have a partner or if you are married, feel free to tag them this week in the episode and then have a discussion. How did they find it? Did they resonate more with Cal, or do they feel like they're more like me? Do they feel like they're the one that's kind of leading the charge in the marriage or the relationship or the home? Maybe you've got housemates. So think about, like, we're obviously 16 years married. You know, our situation will be different to yours. And so my encouragement is to listen to it with the people that you live with, that you interact with, and then have the discussion. What does that look like for you?
And if you're in Melbourne and you want the Amy and Cal duo, request it.
That's right.
You contact Amy.
You can request both of us to come out, and we would love that. If we could work with you in your family home, that is just such a joy for us.
Is that okay, Cal?
Oh, that's more than okay, Cal. Good help.
So hop on over to Facebook and come and join the fun community over there. Maybe tag your partner in there or tag your wife. If you are the husband who is on this decluttering journey and your wife is not on board, I am your wife. I was your wife. I'm not your wife. I was your wife.
Awkward.
Yeah. I was like your wife. I was once like Cal. And so this is not meant to be stereotypical. We are, everybody's unique, and every human has their own quirks and idiosyncrasies. So tag your mate, tag your friend, tag your lover and your partner, and know that we're all in this together. We just want your best for you, and we want to encourage you and inspire you by having more of Cal on. And maybe if you're a husband and you would like to be a listener to come in and talk to us, then tag us and talk to us and engage with us on Facebook, and we would love to consider having you in next time.
So, babe, thank you so much for coming in today. You are a delight, but you already know that I fangirl all over you. And I hope that you guys have an amazing week, and we will catch you next week. Bye.
Thanks, Cal. Bye.
See you. Thanks, girls. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO. Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.